the team had to advocate for you guys to be able to sing that last song. Because these guys were going, I'm telling you, Friday night, they went for it on worship. Saturday, they went for it. And Sunday, we said, we're going to do this song again. They went, we're going to do it by ourselves. And we said, no, we got to let the congregation join in now. But they were there. They came Friday night ready to go. And that's a direct correlation to you guys praying. That's not by accident. You guys moved heaven and earth on their behalf by praying for them. So I want to thank you guys for that. And we're going to start with some testimony. Power of the blood and the word of the testimony. Who gets the... We'll start down right here at the end. We got a hand. That's good.
Praise the Lord. My name is Kalani Wheeler, and I've been attending Harvest, I think since last November, and I've been talking with Chuck and Pastor David. They really encouraged me to come to a men's encounter. I was raised in AG, but only till I was about 8 years old, so all I ever really got to do is a summer camp, not actually go to a men's encounter. And for those of you who don't know, what was really cool is when I first met Chuck, come to find out, the same church that I was raised in Hawaii and got saved in, it's the same one that he got saved in. So it's really cool. Waihewa Assembly of God is what it was called. And but I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. I mean, I was telling the guys earlier that it was a little different, I guess, for me in a way. I didn't know what to expect, really. But having been born and raised in the church and really serving the Lord and being in ministry pretty much all of my life, it doesn't really make me any different than them, even though a lot of these didn't get saved maybe till they're older or not really raised in the church as I was. We all go through the same struggles, through the same difficulties. We're faced with the same challenges in our life. And that was really what I felt like the Lord was really putting in me, was kind of challenging me to do this to see where he was going to take me next. Because I feel like, you know, that I was in a position in my life where, I mean, I was telling them, I got laid off the end of last year. I've had no employment. Unemployment benefits, you know, have dried up. And I'm just like, okay, Lord, now what? How do I provide for my family? But, you know, I'm just standing in faith, believing that the Lord's going to do something through all of this, that he has something better for me. And I know that he has that in place. And that's why I wanted to come to this, just to see, Lord, what do you have for me? And the Lord just really spoke to me and met me. I mean, last night was just incredible. Just everything that we went through and just the breakthrough and things that the Lord was able to release out of my life. And I'm just ready to move forward now and just see what the Lord has in store. Amen.
Hello. My name is Josiah. Sorry, I'm a little bit nervous. I wasn't expecting to be the second person. When I came on this encounter, this is actually my second encounter, and the first one I went on, I wasn't in the right mindset and spiritual set that to really be open and accept everything, so I just went there, and I thought it was a complete waste of my time. I'm glad nobody asked me if I changed, because I would have told you no, so I came to this one, and I was like, all right, I've been thinking about it, and for the past couple weeks, I was like, all right, should I go? Should I not go? Should I go? Should I not go? Literally, I don't even know if they had a cutoff day, but I thought I was too late, and I told my mom, I was like, all right, fine, I'll go. So the encounter was Friday. I signed up Thursday night, and so it was like, I was like, all right, anywho. All right, so I got on the encounter, and calm down, Josiah, it's all good. Just a few people. Okay. Anyway, so I came on the encounter, and I was like, didn't really know what to expect. I was like, just being more open, just basically allowing God to work. And what really impacted me was today, we like gathered separately and just stood there, and we were praying for the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. And, you know, I used to be really on fire for God, and then I could just, like, I started to put out the fire. I got into things I shouldn't be doing. I started hanging out with the wrong people. And I was thinking about that as I was just standing there. I was just, like, going through that in my head, and I was like, why? You know, I used to be like, oh, I'm never going to go back to that Josiah. That Josiah is a dead little kid, and he's just whatever. And so I kept on thinking about that. I didn't know why. And then Mr. Chuck comes over, and he was like, can I pray for you? And I was like, yeah, of course. And so he looked at me, and he was like, he started saying some stuff. And he was like, all right, Josiah, I'm getting this word. You know, basically there's going to be like, you're going to come back. It seems like you like pushed away this other stuff that you were doing. It's really good, but you're going to bring it back up. All your, I'm trying to remember, restoration. Basically bringing back the old Josiah. And I was like, right when he said that, I was like this. And then I was like, what? I was literally, that's what was going through my head. And so that was really cool. And I'm a happy camper today. So, yeah.
Bless you. Hey, Harvest. My name's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
My mom and Chuck have been trying to get me to go to an encounter for years now. Ever since I was in high school, and you know, every time they say it, I'm just like, yeah, you know, I'll get to it. You know, I've got something going on this weekend, but I'll get to it. And I've been saying that for a while now, and then I was at the women's encounter, their testimony, and my sister had gone to that, and I saw how it really touched everyone, and God had kind of been opening my heart to going to it for a little while leading up to that, so I signed up immediately, and I was like, what's the worst that can happen? And so basically, I went into the encounter Friday night with a pretty open heart, didn't know what to expect, like a lot of the guys. And, you know, I've been born and raised in the church, and, you know, I kind of figured that this was going to be pretty repetitive, you know, it was going to be like a super long sermon that I've already heard, something like that. And we go into Saturday, and I'm thinking, I don't have any issues, like, this doesn't really apply to me. And then God starts working on my heart, and the deliverance session last night, and I just broke down. And the way that we do it is you kind of handle like one topic that's going on in your life at a time. And, you know, I stand up for one thing, it's immorality. And I'm like, all right. And I got released from it, praise God. And then, you know, I stand up for the next thing, it's lying. And, you know, I get released from it. And next thing I know, I'm like, man, I'm only 20 and I have to stand up for everything. Like, what is going on? But, you know, praise be to God, because I got released from a lot of things this weekend that I didn't even process were going on in my heart and in my mind, and it was just definitely a life-changing experience. So,
yeah. Hello, everyone. My name's Yasin. Wow, if you would have asked me about 4 weeks ago, I would have never imagined I would have actually been here at Harvest, because I regularly attended River Oak. I left River Oak about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and I wanted to try out this place. The minute I walked in, I just felt the Lord's presence here, and they advertised the encounter, and then I signed up. So this is just amazing. But I came into the encounter not knowing what to expect, and I had actually entered a pretty dark area in my life, just spiritually hopeless. Because of the things that I was involved in, and I came to the point where, honestly, I didn't think that God could really restore me or actually turn me around. And I'm thankful to report that the Lord can turn you around. And if you're hopeless, and if you feel like you can't be turned around, I'm telling you, God can do it. And I just, I'm so thankful for Him. I'm thankful for these guys. And so just believe that, you know, that God can do it, and He'll do it. Just plain that simple. So thank you.
Hello. My name's Jason. Wow. My beautiful wife, Kristen, she's the one that actually pushed me to say hi. Okay. She
She's the one that really kind of pushed me to go to this. She went to the Women's Encounter and said it was a life-changing experience and everything. And I believed it. You know, it was going to be a life-changing thing for her. I didn't know if it was going to be life-changing for me. But I had an open mind, so I went in there. And I figured maybe I can get some, you know, guidance out of this and see what the next thing I need to do for, you know, my spiritual journey. And, you know, I found that pretty quick. But, you know, that's not the only thing I found. I also found God. And God is good. And he works with you amazing. Like, there's nothing that he can't do. Because we started chipping away at all the things that, you know, are bothering us in our life. And I really didn't think that I had stuff that's wrong with me. And little by little, there's a lot of stuff. Like, you're standing up for everything. Like, there's after we chipped away at all that stuff, you know, I felt like I had so much more room inside me now after I get rid of all these demons that are inside me. You know, I have all these out of me now. So then you get filled with the Holy Spirit. And after being filled with the Holy Spirit, it's just like, wow, I'm so glad all that negative stuff is gone. And I'm filled with positive stuff now. It's just, it's amazing. I mean, that's something right there. So thank you.
Hi, my name's Kim. I, to be honest with you, I had three wonderful ladies get me in to this encounter. One of them is Grace, one of them is Perka, and my favorite is my wife. And they told me how good it was going to be and how great it was going to be. But I tell you the truth, they didn't realize and didn't tell me that we were going to God's country to start with. And God was here for all of us, and he's here with all of us. And after I shook off some things that I've been carrying around a long time, I'm just thankful to everybody and mostly God for not forsaking me. Amen.
Yes, sir. Bless all y'all. I'm Ronnie Brown. Look at all the people. I had no idea I was going to this encounter until like Wednesday. So a friend of mine, Mr. John there, he comes and gets me on Thursday. Well, come Wednesday, I didn't know I was even going to step into church come Thursday. Thursday, first time I ever walked in the door of a church. It was almost like a blind date. but like a good one. I met this person, you know, it's been long past due. Met Jesus Christ. And got the hand it to his wonderful children that kind of helped guide me through this. Thank y'all, guys. And it's not a whole lot to say. I feel 1,000,000 pounds lighter. And I sweated out a lot of demons. I mean, there's still a few coming out, I believe. And, you know, I ain't got it exactly perfect right now, but, you know, I'm going to chip away at it. You know, I learned one thing. Can't nobody put no sticker on me. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
His nickname now is Smiley.
My name's Dave, actually. How y'all doing? I came Friday, had a lot of stuff, dealing with some depression, dealing with some anxieties, dealing with some anger. And last night, They gone. I was able to see that I don't have to do it by myself. For the longest time, especially in the last couple of years, I've had a lot of personal issues go on. And I guess in the back of my head, I was always told, I'm Dave, I can take care of that. I can do that. The Lord needs to deal with other things besides Dave. He needs to deal well with the guys over across the big pond in Afghanistan. He watch and protect those guys. And he doesn't need to worry about Dave. Well, that's not true. And he showed me yesterday, last night, and this morning. He showed me last night that they're gone. And then this morning, I got about 5 pounds of the Holy Spirit put in about a 1 pound container. It was absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. Amen. Amen.
Bless you, bro.
Bless you. Yeah, my name's Tim. Hey, Tim. So, there have been people for about 10 years telling me that I was supposed to be going to an encounter ever since I graduated from college. Used to be every time Harold or Kelly would get up there and says, who's been to an encounter? You know, raise your hand. I'm always dropping my pen on the floor over there, you know, trying to hide behind the seat. Or, you know, so anyway, so finally Harold says, you got your word on this, you have to go. So I appreciate that. And God's timing was perfect because it was a very special time to go because I got to share the experience with my future son-in-law, Brian. So that worked out really, really special. So that was really good. And like everybody said, it's a great experience. I had a wonderful experience there. We're very, very powerful. Got a fat lip from David Alexander, but that's okay too. He got me straightened out right then. But we all did good. It really was. It was a wonderful experience, and like I say, everybody should go. Even if it takes 10 years, don't forget, you ought to go. Thank you.
Thank you, my brother.
Hey, guys, I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris.
I just started coming to Harvest about, I don't know, maybe a week ago, a week and a half ago, not too long. I've only been 2 services, something like that. I'm telling you what, I've been a Christian since I've been 15 years old, and, you know, I used to be on fire for God, going after everything that he told me to do and just, you know, desiring him. But somewhere along that way, I got lost, and I started getting depression big time. And I had a lot. What I found out on this trip that God wanted me, the reason I went is because he told me that I had a lot of forgiving to do for my father and different people in my life personally. I tell you, all these people right here sitting down, in 2 days, I'm telling you, man, this is my family right here. Everybody, I mean, I have lived, I have breathed, I have smelled Jesus for 48 hours, probably 72 hours. And I'm telling you what, dude, it has completely changed my life. And you know, when we got there, it was raining. It was like, I thought we were going to get stuck. Remember that? And I'm like, okay, we're going to die out here. We're in the middle of boondock somewhere. We're in nowhere. I'm going to die. Jesus, if you're here, you know. Anyways, we get there, everything's fine. You know, Saturday was a big game changer for me. I was in the sanctuary, I guess you would call it, that little building with green floor. And we all lay down that floor. So anyways, I was on there, and, you know, we all went through different subjects about what we were all personally dealing with, everybody, especially me. And, you know, I didn't really want to go to this thing to begin with, you know. I was trying to make an excuse to tell, you know, my friends that wanted me to go not to go. But I went, and three things God brought me there for. So the first thing was forgiveness of my people that I've had issues in my life. Forgiveness of myself, really. That's the biggest thing, to forgive myself. Second thing is to empty everything that I had from my feet all the way to my head out of me. So I'm telling you what, and the third thing that God told me right after the Saturday night before we went to bed is that you asked me a month ago to find you a family that you spend the rest of your life growing with. And he said, this is your family. And you know what? I love everybody. This people right here, this is all my family, everybody right here. I love you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Good evening. My name is Antoine North. Before the encounter, I was telling the guys it felt like I was floating away from God. And actually, you know, just know what it is to be in love with a father. And I just felt as though I was just going through the motions. I was reading my Bible, but I wasn't actually studying the Bible and getting to know him. I was praying, but it seemed like I was just talking. And I needed the encounter. My family needed the encounter. The people that worked with me needed the encounter. And I just encountered God in such a great way this weekend. It was really awesome and amazing. And it's one thing about coming into the presence of God. He began to expose. He began to expose things that you think that you don't have in you. And this weekend, God freed me. He gave me the victory. And now I can walk in new life in him. He even spoke to me and told me my purpose and confirmed that purpose. And I'm just excited about the rest of my life with him.
Bless you, brother.
This is a little nerve-wracking.
You'll be blessed.
Hi, I'm Brian. This is a little nerve-wracking. Last time I did this, I was in middle school. First off, I want to say is there needs to be an update on the thing. They need to put a fire extinguisher on that list. They said I start off a big fire about 11 o'clock at night on Saturday and expect that fire to be out in an hour. I mean, I had to show them how to take it out with a shovel. But other than that, this weekend was great. I found out that actually when I thought I let things go, I found out that I not only let it go, but I had it drugged behind me like on a leash. So it was holding me back and I wasn't realizing it. Throughout this weekend, those chains ended up breaking free, making what I thought was gone, actually truly gone. And actually seeing things for actually really was. I was blind and now I can see.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Bless you, brother.
Hey, I'm Mason. This is not my normal voice. It's better than it was a couple days ago, that's for sure. Anyway, leading up to the encounter, and really just, this has been kind of on my mind for a while, is that there are truths in Scripture, in the Bible, that I believe they're great things that the Lord promises us, that things that come with the Holy Spirit, like His power, like His healing power, prophecy, and stuff like that. And that's stuff that I've been desiring. And I don't feel like that I've been walking in those things or that I'm walking in it yet. But this weekend has just really been a great reminder of the love of the Father of yesterday and a culmination of that. And then just spending time in His presence this morning. Just allowing God the opportunity, which I think that's one of the things that I should really take advantage of, is giving God the opportunity to tell me these things, that yes, I am your father and you're my son. and I give good gifts to my children, and those things that you desire that are in my word, those things are true, and they are for you and each and every believer in this room and everywhere. And I want to give those things to you, and I want you to have them, and I want to show them to you. Spend time with me, talk with me, listen to me. And there you go. So let's spend time with God.
Yeah. Good word.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dylan. Nice to meet you. All right. Well, at first when I arrived at the encounter, I was very nervous, but the father explained to me very carefully that it's just a figment of my imagination, I know, but it was also my misperceptions about what love truly is. And I, in the process, in the 72 hours that I was there, I remembered sunflowers, which are very special to me, and I love sunflowers.
Amen. Thank you. One, he might have been first for the longest distance. He's from Greensboro, via Mexico. So, I mean, Mexico via Greensboro to us.
I stopped in Greensboro for 20 years. Hi, everybody. My name is Juan. So, yes, I was expecting to be the first one, but apparently I'm not. So, but I am originally, I'm sorry. Why do you hit? I was going to say that. But thank you for that. Thank you for that. You see, I was listening to everybody, and everything that I was going to say, everybody already said it. So, but I mean, in this, first of all, this is my very first time I'm on stage without running away. So God broke that. Amen. Yesterday. Amen. Praise be to God. Yes. Second of all, 20 years ago, I couldn't even speak English. So. This is a very long journey, but God is still teaching me. And for me to be here, and hopefully you all understand me. hopefully, yes. To understand my English, and I can speak a little Spanish. I forgot my Spanish now. So, but God showed me a lot of things last night. He broke things in my life that I thought they were gone. But they were still there. They were still deep in there. And he showed me those things and asked me to forgive. And forgive myself and forgive others. And to make it to the next level, to the next step that he has for myself. And I did. And praise be to him. Praise be to God. He also showed me what's next for me. All the great things. But also show me to things that he's got for each and every one of us. He said that the grains of the ocean are many, but the love that he has for us is even greater than that. So when I came on Encounter Friday, I was invited by a friend that. Lady that she came to, she went to Encounter. She invited me over, and then my friend David Kringle back there, he reassured me that. And so I prayed for 2 weeks. I was like, God, I don't think I want to go. He was like, yes, you will. I was like, okay, I guess I will then. So here I am. And it's been a very blessed weekend for myself and for each and every one of these men here that consider my brothers. When I was riding with them in the van, I was looking, because I like to look everywhere. So I was looking at every one of them, and I was like, okay, let's see what's going to happen this weekend. So I saw everybody's attitude and myself, and I can tell you that it's completely different. I spoke to somebody telling them, I was like, I remember that the east was that way, and the sun is coming out of that way. So how does that happen? So, God, when I asked God to turn my life 360 degrees, he did, because I was looking at the wrong way. So, he did. He surely did. Praise be to him. So, yes, and my journey has been many from Mexico. So, but I reside in Greensboro right now, for now, until God says you got to move from there to a different location. So, amen.
Bless you, Lord.
I love you, my friend.
All right. Everybody had an opportunity? Anyone didn't have an opportunity?
Are we going back next week?
Yeah. We now have Encounter Junkies, which is not a bad thing, right? All right. Well, I want everyone to receive what these men have said. Let it sink into your heart. In the next ladies' encounter that comes up, the next men's encounter, you know, start to pray about it right now and say, Father, who is it that you want to draw to me that I can present this to? And trust that he's prepared their heart to hear it. And that's the key. And the nice thing about the encounter is, I was talking with someone, is no matter how bad we teach, the Holy Spirit lets them hear well. And that's the good thing. So if you want to be a part of the team, find the team leaders and say, you know, I want to raise my hand. You need something cleaned or whatever. Become a part of it. Become invested in it. Be a partner in what we're doing here. And you'll change men's lives and women's lives. Amen? That's enough of Ed talking. I know you guys want to meet your families. So families, come up and meet your